Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. Today I am with Linda Wiley. She is the Volunteer Activities Coordinator for Books from Birth of Middle Tennessee. What exactly is Books from Birth?
Books from Birth of Middle Tennessee is a nonprofit literacy program. We are an affiliate of the Imagination Library, which was founded by the Dollywood Foundation. This program was founded in 96 by Dolly Parton. When Governor Bredesen became governor, he approached Dolly about making this a statewide program and making it available for every county. It is based on county-to-county participation, so we are an affiliate of that program. The program provides free, age-appropriate books to children from the time they're born or that they register until they turn 5 years of age. Never any cost to the family whatsoever.
How does a parent register their child for the program?
There's two ways. You can go online and register at our website, which is www.vanderbiltchildrens.com/books-from-birth, or you can call and request a brochure to be mailed to you. You can also pick those up at pediatric clinics and your local library.
Does it have to be a parent that registers this child, or can it be another family member?
You know, it's really funny because when the program started, I've been with the program since its inception of March of 2005, and back then it was all manually typed into the database by hand. And at that time, we were getting, you know, it was supposed to be parents or legal guardian, and we were having all these grandparents registering their children. We're like, I'm sorry, you can't do that. So we checked with the governor to find out about getting special permission for the grandparents to be able to register their grandchildren. So parents or grandparents or their legal guardian are the ones that are able to register their children.
Is there a limit to how many children you can register per family?
No. As long as the child is under the age of 5 and reside in a county, which in Tennessee, every county is on board with the program. We're the only state in the country that has 100% participation. But any child, every child, we encourage every child to receive books. Now, something that will happen, the rotation of the books, sometimes a younger sibling might receive a book that the older sibling received a year prior. And we get a lot of concerns from parents about that because they feel like they're taking books away from other children. That's not how we look at it. This book is for that child. It's addressed to the child. So that child is anticipating a book every month to come to them, for them to be read to them by their parents. So we encourage every child and every family to register.
How is Books from Birth funded?
We are not funded by Dolly, which is a misconception by a lot of people. She founded the program, and she does take care of Sevier County because that's her home county. But every county is responsible for their own fundraising. The Governor's Foundation was established, and they meet half the cost of our book cost. But we still have a monthly book cost of $35,000 that we have to raise that money for every month. So we depend on corporate sponsorship, foundation, grant money, donations from just anybody, any family wants to. You know, it only takes $14.20 a year to buy one child a year's worth of books. That is such an easy check to write out, you know, and if everybody just sent in a $14.20 check a year, I mean, we would be great, in great shape, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have to do all of our fundraising, and we do fundraisers year-round, and we go out and set up events around town, too, that we hope, you know, people will donate when they see us as well.
How could a person offer their services to volunteer if they wanted to?
Absolutely. We handle three counties, Davidson, Sumner, and Williamson County, and we are only a staff of three people. So we've got like 30,000 kids registered right now. So our volunteers are the success of our program. We could not do this without them. If you want to volunteer, we have lots of volunteer opportunities, lots of flexibility. You can actually volunteer from home with our program. If you have internet and a phone, we teach you to work on the database. But what they can do is go to our website, www.vanderbiltchildrens.com/books-from-birth, and there's a page on there in our menu that will tell you all about volunteering for us. If you see us out of events or I want to volunteer, you can do, you know, come up and approach our table. You can call me, Linda, directly at 936-3737 and let me know that you'd like to volunteer and we will get you started.
Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.